according to order. Any additions or deletions?
The only additions I have are two more overload permits, but they can just go in with the other ones.
Okay, Keith, you're up.
Okay, so as Keith and I were talking just before we started, FEMA's back to work. They're processing payments. We had a meeting with state, Zoom session with state a week ago in FEMA. I mean, it's just three of us. And so it's just some minor bureaucracy to move our September payment forward. It's between the state and FEMA. And so I expect it'll clear the state in the next couple weeks and then get to FEMA. And it should, they should process it fairly expeditiously at FEMA. Then it's got to come back to the state.
The state isn't going to pay anything till we're done anyway.
Well, no, they'll pay this one. They'll pay.
Oh, is this for years ago or three?
No, it was for the bridge we
did last. Oh, the bridge. Mm-hmm. Okay. The one project we got done. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So that's worth 75%. That's worth $247,000 plus or minus.
Yeah.
So that should come in end of June. If it doesn't make it before the 4th of July, who knows when we'll see it. Mm-hmm. Probably in July, later July. But it'll come in this summer. But
state still isn't going to pay us anything until
not the
all
rest.
The project.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So there's, depending on the final bill for the second storm, 31 July, which I call DR 4826, it's a flood damage number. Anyway, that won't happen until, we're lucky if we see it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So more likely we'll see it in 2027. That's about $500,000 or $600,000.
From the state, you mean?
From the state, yeah. Just the state alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, it's a process, right? Mm-hmm. We're just working the process. The second thing, we're required to submit estimates of the remaining projects that we're working this summer. And that Alliance came in with really nice numbers, but, they're low. I mean, I don't know what the recourse is. They're 30% lower than the average of all those bids, and 56% lower than our certified engineer's estimate. So what that means for us from FEMA is if, FEMA will pay us what that estimated cost is sometime later this year, if I push it forward, then we'll see that money maybe before the fiscal year ends, maybe. But then if Alliance comes in higher, then we've got to go through, changes that will take another 6 months or a year to get the rest, anything above that paid, assuming FEMA has the money or is in the year.
According to the engineer, he shouldn't be coming in any higher.
He shouldn't be.
No.
I mean, that's a signed, sealed bid.
Right.
I come from the land of the federal government procurement.
And now that we have the bid, there's nothing else we can do for an estimate, right?
We have to use our
estimates. Yeah.
Right, but that's out there. If for some whatever reason the contractor says, oh, forgot about this, or oh, forgot about that, then that money won't.
No, I was going to say, you forgot. Too bad.
Yeah. Or we didn't know about this, mm-hmm. We ran into this problem. So
that would have to be explained by the engineer when that time comes, I guess.
Yeah, but it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start processing those estimates.
Mm-hmm.
And away we go.
You basically send their bids in, right?
Right. I send a bid as an estimate.
You're going to see all those bids or just three bids?
Just the three bids that the Alliance, because that's what we're going with.
Right.
So it'd be the Alliance bid.
Okay.
And normally, under federal government rules, you select the lowest bidder anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the federal government, you select the lowest bidder knowing that In fact, he's going to come in with changes and change requests, and your price for $1 billion whatever is coming in at $1.5 billion or $2 billion or whatever. So anyway, that's a different environment. So we submit that bid, those numbers, $945,000 roughly, and then it gets processed through.
Why don't you just give them the engineer's bid?
Because then we got to pay all the
difference. Yeah, I don't think we can at this point.
Yeah, no, at this point I've got to use the, I thought about that. I thought about using the average.
Right.
I thought about, you know, I thought, but since we already have a signed bid, so.
Yeah.
I mean, some towns have used an engineer's estimate and then had to pay it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and had to pay it back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, so we'll just go with that $945,000, and that'll work its way through the bureaucracy.
Yep.
So that's where we're at. So, $247,000 probably by July, sometime in July. The rest will follow at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But state and FEMA, I mean, we're working with a regional office. They don't believe in inputting all this stuff into this silly database. You know, just tell me your numbers. Send me an email. So we did a lot of work. I mean, we had to do some of it, but yeah, when it gets down to it, they just send me the numbers.
Do you anticipate turning as each job is done, like the bridge by Mike's Place is first? When the job is done, you turning it in?
No, I'm going to submit. I'm going to start working those estimates, submitting them based on the bid. And so I will submit them.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And
but as the job is completed,
then what has to happen there is that the state has to inspect it,
sign off
on it.
Yep.
But FEMA will already be processing it based on the estimate, not the actuals.
Which is where they either still owe you or we have to pay them back.
Right.
In theory.
But this, right now, based on what Nate has told us and what we understand, this is going to come in at that price.
Yeah. I would assume
it's a fixed price contract.
Yeah.
And so the only change would be if, you know, because they did not build, you know, when Nate did his estimate, he built in a 10% overage on his estimate. And we don't know whether Alliance did that or not. I mean, I don't know where they would get 10% out of that low a bid. So, anyway.
Yep.
So, I'll process these estimates as they are, and then if somehow, some reason it comes back higher, we'll have to,
I believe he's starting down here first.
Yeah, but we won't wait until we won't wait for actuals. We're going to go off the estimate. FEMA will pay off the estimate.
Right.
They will assume, it, based on their regulations, they will assume it's a good price. Until we say, so that's where we're at. Anything else?
No, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Keith.
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion we approve the minutes of April 2nd and April 6th select board meetings.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Road report.
Apparently we don't got one.
Jeff, did you look into any New Hampshire options for an hour?
I'm sorry?
Was it you that was going to look into... No?
Nope, not to my knowledge. Anything with that mower, I've never been involved in. That's all John. So, I've read that somewhere and wasn't quite sure what the deal was with that, but I didn't think we were buying anything this year.
No, not buying.
Oh, having
like
some
other place to
get, I was planning to talk to John this evening just to see, so. Yeah. Here he comes now. We have, I've been working with John from the standpoint of getting some rear tires caps for the 2018 truck, and the front wheels and tires, or front tires on the new truck, be all right except for winter time. So we made arrangements to get some more aggressive front tires and a set of wheels so John can just change them out and stuff, and that part has been done, and where Northern Tire came in with very reasonable numbers for us, and we're proceeding forward with that.
What's reasonable?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what the number is for reasonable?
Two aluminum, alcohol aluminum wheels for the steer, wide base, and two Michelin open tread, and I think it was 2462 off the top of my head, and caps and stuff is pretty reasonable.
You're talking recapping the tires on the back or something?
Right. We John's got four, so we're going to lay up the old truck, take four off it. The salesperson will come and get everything, take it up to the shop, change everything out, and bring it back the following week.
Yeah.
As opposed to having to do road call type work here, which was more expensive. You're out to help today, huh?
Yep. Somebody knows what they're doing.
She thinks my filing cabinet's out here.
Oh, they let them down. Oh, boy, you're in trouble now.
So we're on the road report. Any luck on the mowers?
No one in New Hampshire does it? Lancaster?
Well, I know Reynolds anywhere, so.
Sean Savage has so much stuff. He doesn't have anything.
See, the other one's been bought up there. Lyle bought that one. So just kind
of Naborski?
Yeah.
Lyle did?
Yeah.
Guess he'll be doing that road.
Yeah, he's got it all in pieces.
Yeah. Everything he got's in pieces.
Uh-huh.
Everything he owns is in pieces.
Yeah. I'll talk to him, see if there's something he's interested in. Could go somewhere, I guess, or not do it, and then we'll wish we had.
You get any idea how much money we saved compared to a few per previous years on mud season?
This year? I don't have, but it's quite fair.
Less. Yeah, we had no mud to speak of.
Crashes.
One winter, I think we were up in the 50s.
A couple of sunk in culverts and
a few muddy spots that held on for a while, but yeah, no, it's the best one ever.
Got my first flat tire on the Brook Road.
Really?
Yeah. We've already got some plugs on it.
No, I didn't know if you had any.
No, we could probably go back and see what we spent last year, springtime, year before, and this year.
Minimal.
Well, it would show on your highway budget pay per hour expenses compared to last year.
This is
last year regular. It's the little one at the back. Oh, it's the highway. No, actually, I guess if we want to look at ones for this year. So, general highway maintenance and winter maintenance. So the percentage used for winter maintenance is 25% right now, and last year at this time was 34.8. And
so we don't
general
separate.
Highway is at 2%, and it was at 32.7. So we're quite a bit lower.
About.
And then the breakdown of expenses would be on that last but last year's won't be on that.
Yeah, we're a little bit in the budget still, so.
So far.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Purchasing policy revision.
So I've been working with Department of Public Safety, and they've been like auditing that 4810 storm. Our paperwork and how we showed where all the money came in and got dispersed to and all of that. And then they like critique every single little thing and send you a list of stuff that you need to fix. And I'm officially done, but this was part of it. We had to add to our town purchasing policy this little blurb that tells how to determine cost allowability when expending a federal award. So I talked to Vermont League of Cities and Towns, and they said to just put in, to determine cost allowability when expending federal award funding, the municipality will consider federal cost principles, the notice of funding opportunity or award announcement, the award application, the applicable funding agreement, and its own policies. Everything else about this policy stayed the same. We just had to add that one thing. So if you want to sign it, then I can start the revision process, because it has to be like noticed all over town and in the newspaper, and there's a time
nice.
When people can come appeal it, and the whole
all
nightmare.
Of us
I
share
yes yep.
No real surprises from your standpoint.
No.
Right.
He did not speak good English, so it was very hard to understand what he wanted me to do. I obviously have the FEMA money in a separate account.
No one speaks English on the phone anymore.
And I've marked like what storm they're from, but they wanted me to show different accounts a million different ways, even though we only technically have one bank account. They just wanted me to enable a bunch of stuff in folks. And I finally had a Zoom on Thursday, and it took about 2 minutes with two other people and the guy I had been working with. And I was like, oh, that's all you want? I can fix that. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, I can't wait to do 4826. Oh, boy.
DiCarlo easement.
So they were just in to sign this for Clark. It's just temporary easement for road work to happen this summer. And then there will be a finalized survey and a deed when everything is all done. But they've signed their page, and I need you to sign this page.
I'm a Did Clark give us for that?
$742.50.
It's probably a generic page right off the computer.
Oh, no, it's technically done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Overload permits.
I have four. Someone else needs to sign Mike Bickford's, but I also need your insurance certificate.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Got any insurance, Mike?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Where'd he go?
Oh. She's giving me sad eyes.
She's upset with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to stare at you for the rest of the meeting. Evil eye. Whammo. Mm-hmm.
Today, third?
Today is
fourth.
You get flat tires? Some driving up and down Ridge Road?
It was Brook Road. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brook Road. Anything's possible on that road. Mark part or women's part?
I'm not sure because we had new material on our side and women had graded, so could have been their part.
I need to
pull that.
Harold.
I'm not going to get to Mountain View Auto about 5 minutes before they closed. Nice people.
Put a plug in it. Keep going.
Two plugs. For the gold.
Two plugs.
We didn't say nothing to you.
Fucking guy.
But I'll tell you, this is where it's fucking way out of control. I mean, I don't know if you had a number for
dying of hunger.
Right.
You're in the business.
John
and
Peter dinner.
But I do.
I didn't do. I couldn't because I didn't do the call.
No, but I didn't know if you just did a generic bid in your head.
Well, so I kind of did.
So, I mean, I would have. But I got a customer downstreet. I put a boiler in the house.
Mm-hmm.
21 years ago. And it's an apartment house. And it's got a beauty salon. So everything runs 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Hot water off the boiler for the whole apartment to put in. So the boiler has run constant for 21 years. It's worn out.
Mm-hmm.
They want a new one. They want to go propane.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Trombos.
You gotta sign that one right there.
They call it Trump.
They come down here.
Boiler changer.
Oh, the tuck over.
$47,000.
Do they come down here twice a week?
Once.
With the boilers.
Once.
$7,500.
He usually gives me a holler, says I'll be down Tuesday.
Jesus
Christ. Tuesday's the day he comes through.
21 years ago,
so he had sent me the final bill for the two front tires and wheels, which I gave to her. I talked to him before the meeting, and whenever we have the ability to lay the other truck up and do the tires and stuff like that, just give him a call and he'll make the arrangements to pick them up and bring them back. So we paid them $24.62. We'll be paying them because they
can't. That's why they drive around with 18 fucking new vans. And everything else.
More.
I'm looking at London. I haven't paid it. It's for your paperwork.
Give me
tomorrow.
More. No.
That's what I told Jack. I said, must be he has it. And I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Judge.
Oh, I had gotten the second one.
That's
just
they own that.
the other day when he had brought the tires and wheels and had to have a special signature for the government, blah, 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 stuff for Michelin. So.
Oh, no shit.
I play basketball.
I'm sorry?
Usually it happens on Tuesday.
So I've known him.
Yes.
I taught her a self-defense class for two weeks down there at the judge's place.
Act 181 letter. Discussion.
Okay, so the one I gave you last week was a resident, for a resident to send to the select board. I think this is what you want for like a template to go by.
Just one for everybody, thing?
Yeah, yep.
Dying here. It's all your fault.
You could have just gotten into my filing cabinet on the way in here.
I say send it.
Agreed.
Seconded it.
You gotta sign some, or is it just you?
No, I think you're gonna type that up, and then we'll have to come in and sign it. Or
sure.
Yep. I'm all for it.
We'll get it typed up with the names in the right places, and
yep.
We'll stop by, and as soon as it's done, and sign it, and get sent in.
Hope it makes a difference. Not everybody else.
Budget.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Ain't it? I agree on the show.
If you have a 5 or 6 inch piece of chip on the plate, you should wall put it.
You've got to get that in there like that.
6 inch, what kind of plate?
I don't know. I've always wanted it. 5 or 6 inch plate. There's something on my
This is plastic. I guess in the old case, it's 6 inch. Call me when you're going.
John, that ledge pack from Pike, is that like the stay mat? That ledge pack from Pike, is that like our stay mat?
Yeah. Well, we took some of the cheaper stuff in the beginning, and it was, it rains there. I said, we don't want that no more. He was digging under the pile, the big pile.
Yeah.
Of the rig was staying
there. Yeah.
So there's two different prices there, I think.
Yeah, there is. There's okay.
The cheaper stuff, and then there's...
It's 3/4 crushed stone base.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a 3/4 ledge back.
Yeah. The reason I switched to the more expensive stuff because you're going to get more volume if it's lighter, mm-hmm. you know, hauling water.
Oh, mm-hmm. when digging out at the bottom.
Yep.
Yep.
Dave over there is pretty decent about that. He says, that stuff's wet.
Mm-hmm.
And they can tell with a lot of it if it's got a skill.
Oh, yeah.
But, Jeff, I'll pull those tires off tomorrow morning off the truck, and I'll pull that tire rim off the loader. And get it ready so when they come down tomorrow they can grab it.
I'll try and raise them tonight.
Huh?
I'll try and call them tonight, but I basically.
Well, it's good for the week because it's going to rain. I don't need either one of them.
Okay. Okay. I'll call them as soon as I get out of here.
All right. We'll get that done.
That stuff down there, Pink Peckham, man, it's $18 a ton for that 3/4 stay mat. And over there it's 11:34.
Because they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's.
Plant mix now down there, which you used to buy pretty cheap, same price. It's up to the same price. That stuff used to be $6 a ton cheaper down there for that plant mix. No more.
I just hauled out of Darcy today. Trying to fill in all the spots and the spots that did road work to
mm-hmm.
all the big mud diggers, and I don't know what the price was. I'm sure it's compatible or less.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, you get more volume because you don't wait.
Right. Yeah.
Mott League City and Towns passes.
What's that town truck where you empty the new one? What's it weigh empty, the new town truck?
I don't know. I
haven't been weighed it.
I just started hauling
that's our
out
annual
over
thing.
There.
Oh,
actually,
and
I don't even know if it's
putting
annual.
Putting on 14
like
yards on there and I think mm-hmm. it'll
yeah. We pay employees per resident like a cost per
plus
resident.
The call itself? No.
No, not for ambulance.
Yep.
So, yeah, it says right here, $30,520.
That was the old truck.
That's the old truck.
It's the first gravel I've hauled in this.
Gotcha.
Today. It should be lighter.
Mine was weighing
24.6, yeah.
I think, and I had it all redone. It came in at 22.760.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
So it works?
Mm-hmm.
It works?
Yeah, I hauled 8 loads with it. Okay. Yeah. So it's good.
Good. You room enough on that for a third axle?
Nope. No, I should have been thinking a little bit more, but if I had left the frame long, it would have been, but.
Caleb's ambulance, is that
that's on?
You might
the 438 is monthly.
Hold it for you.
Some there are fees for the year, but that's a monthly payment.
Jeff and I got a priceless phone for 400 ton out here, 200 ton out, three, inch and a half. What was it? $7,100.
$7,100? Really? Cheap.
Yeah. You can't hold it. And you're going to get some good stuff at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different rock. Totally different rock.
Yep.
At least we're not paying retail for diesel.
I had a guy stop here from Dead River the other day looking for directions to the Kirby Schoolhouse. Apparently he was going over to look at the tank, and I said, well, as long as you're not filling it, but he's like, we don't even heat that place. And he said, chances are they probably will pull the tank.
Pull the tank.
This was for that plate you had put on that truck.
There's no water over there anyway, so nothing's going to freeze, right?
No.
It's a lot stronger than
the
one you got
down
there.
Mm-hmm.
That one's got to give it in. We dropped, put that 6-inch minus across.
A lot of office clothing.
I mean,
where the tank is.
On what? I advertised it for 2 weeks and I still had somebody show up here and leave messages on my answer.
Of course did you.
Yeah.
Of course
there's
did.
There's a newspaper. I put it on my Facebook page.
Bent your ears back. That's not nice. How old is she, John?
Nine.
Heater on?
I came over earlier and turned it on 66, but then when I got here it was pretty warm, so I turned it down.
Sun came out finally.
Yeah.
4.3 they charged you 5.17 a gallon, then on 4.17 they went down to 4.58 a gallon on Dodge off-road diesel.
Playing the stock market.
That's the other thing I see. 2.5 gallons less fuel being used for the standard for that automatic.
Yep.
Is that right?
2.5.
2.5 gallons? I don't doubt it. And it runs better anyway.
It's a lot easier.
Yep, absolutely.
$350 and I'll get about 20 hours on one machine.
Don't talk on your goddamn phone when you get it done. It's awful, isn't it?
Stupid.
Then come back to idle.
Oh, yeah, see, yeah, they have the automatic idle there. They come right back down. Yep. I bought that machine, that link belt, I bought that in 2022 for $176. And that same machine over there, the Logger Show, set up identical to mine, same machine, $235. Yep.
Amazing.
I'm making money every day.
Yeah, it'll get motor oil and plenty of grease.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be around a while.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing? Mm-hmm. What you doing? I don't have anything.
The sheriff department was busy.
No. Yeah.
March.
Yeah. Looking for votes.
Yeah.
Probably putting up
signs.
Putting
up signs on our dollars. Smart man.
So they have the bike race on Saturday, or the bike ride on Saturday. So this is what happened to me and Aaron. The funeral home called up and said, we're doing a service at 11 o'clock on the 9th. So Aaron sent me the message to get the grave marked. I'm thinking.
I didn't even notice it was a problem.
11 o'clock. Right during the bike ride. I'm going to have a funeral. I said, we ain't doing that, the Wilsons. I mean, they've been through enough with that cemetery issues.
Yeah.
But I called the funeral home and I told them, I said, and the funeral is for Marie Hayes, mm-hmm. and her husband used to be selectman, mm-hmm. Kent, mm-hmm. back in the 2000s. But they said, not a problem, as long as they could just move it to later time. Mm-hmm. So they moved it to 1 o'clock, which mm-hmm. the bike ride is supposed to be done by 12:30. So mm-hmm. I said, 1:30 be better.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. so I've never run into a conflict of time in the cemetery.
No.
But,
so they moved it to 1, which was fine. He was fine with it. But and everything's go for the big celebration on the 4th of July or 18th of July or whatever.
I think so. I'm kind of separated from that. I'm staying out of it.
I just wonder where they're going to put everything, but...
I know that Tracy Sherbrooke plans to talk to Brian Nichols, but about at least about like parking along the edge of the field. But I kind of gave her a heads up that the town's dealings with him have not been very pleasant. So I don't know. Maybe he'll like Tracy better than
maybe.
The rest of us.
Probably let him put the bouncy house right out there in the field. Whatever else they're gonna have. So.
Yeah, I think I saw something about like the Kirby quilters are gonna display some quilts, and there's gonna be like a baking contest and a cookout or potluck or something.
BYOB.
Not supposed to bring alcohol.
Not anything on town property.
Well, I ain't coming then.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to come.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to come.
So
I planned on putting the keg out there on top of that thing out there, having a whole party.
Yeah.
You just drink before you come over.
No, you wouldn't want that. Yeah.
Well, other than that, I guess next select board meeting will be Monday, June 1st, 6 p.m. Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So move.
Pass me in.